Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar, how many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I know who I am.
resurrect me. Resurrect yourself. Are you ready to be resurrected? Are you ready to be born again? I hear you say yes, but guess what? In order to be born again, you have to die. You have to die. It's Halloween. You have to die. Oh, yes, yes, yes. This journey of life and sometimes the dying, the birthing can feel so painful. You can feel like you can't take this anymore, but if the dying, the more you hold on to the dying process, the harder it is. I got a tip for you. Let me tell you now before I move on to something else. When you're dying and you're afraid to let go, this is a tool you can use right now if you can't listen to the whole show. If you're dying and you're afraid to let go, ask yourself, what am I afraid of? Ask yourself, when I let go, what's going to happen? You come up with an answer and ask yourself, okay, then what? Then what? Until you get to the bottom of it, literally. To get to the bottom of what is scaring the living daylight out of you, the living crap out of you. That's how you resurrect. But you will never be born again. Yes, I said never. Ooh, strong words, life coach Ada. Yes. Rebirthing, before there's a birth, there's a death. Especially, we're talking when you're in a physical body. Resurrect me, Valerie, joy. Bringing us so much joy. There's so much joy when we die to the old, when we let go, when we release, and when we embrace. When you want to learn a whole new way, don't judge yourself. Don't criticize yourself. Don't complain. You know, you can for a little bit. But don't judge yourself. And if you do, love yourself while you're judging yourself. If you want to find out more about Valerie Joy, you can go to her website. As a matter of fact, I'm working on that. To find out more about Valerie Joy, go, not now, just kind of bookmark it. Go now, but bookmark it. To Valerie Joy, ValerieJOI.com. As she sings the sacred yes. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a mighty, mighty difference in your life and somebody else's life. You're making an impact right now. Maybe you're going through a challenge, you're growing through it, and somebody's watching you. You don't even know they're watching you. But somehow you think you can't hold it together, but you're using your spiritual practice to keep moving from day to day. And every day you're like, God, I don't think I can do this. I don't know how long I can hold on. But somebody else is looking at you saying, oh, my God, I sure admire how they're moving through their challenges. So don't get it twisted. You make a difference. You make a difference. And you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And today's topic, it's really about death and rebirthing. And you die by letting go, period. You die by letting go. You let go of the past. And the dying is a moment-to-moment process. There's a day-to-day process. There's a week-to-week, month-to-month, year-to-year, life after life after life after life. It goes on and on and on and on. When you let go, you will have a new meaning of who and who you really are. Sometimes the birthing process is painful. Sometimes it's lonely. Sometimes you feel isolated. Sometimes it's so painful, you don't know if you're coming and going. In that space, you may just want to surrender to the pain and say, you know what? I release and let go. I surrender. And when you surrender, it doesn't mean you're giving up. It is as a surrender that comes from a place of maturity, recognizing that this is painful. And right now, I don't have enough brain cells to numb this pain, so I surrender to the universal painkiller and say, God, have your way. As a matter of fact, wait a minute. My soul came here to experience this. Now, I still don't feel better, but I have a deeper awareness that my soul came here to experience this. This is bigger than me. Okay, I'm going to be gentle because my soul is doing what it needs to do, and I yield to that. I surrender to that. I know one day I will tell this story, and it will touch, change somebody else's life. Death and rebirth is not something you have to do. It's happening. The last moment that we had together at the beginning of the show is gone. Now it's a whole new moment. What are you holding on to? Whatever you're holding on to, bring it. Bring it to Life Conversations Radio. We're here to take it off your hands. Only if you want to. We're going to, as a matter of fact, let's scratch that. We're not going to take it off your hands. We're going to support you in making the choice whether to keep holding on or let go, because only you and your soul and your spirit knows when it's time to let it go. But we will provide you. We will be like the Home Depot, the spiritual depot for all the tools you need. Ooh, loving it. To say, be still. You can say, be still. What do you mean, be still? My whole world is upside down. Hello, be still. The main reason to be still. Yes, let's do some announcements. Happy Halloween to you. And if you celebrate it or not, and because if you say, I don't celebrate it, you know of it. So the fact that is in your awareness, happy Halloween to you. And if you celebrate it, so be it. I think I'm going to get Celeste to give us the meaning of Halloween, where it started. And maybe we share some empowered way to look at today. You know, there are those who talk about it's a pagan thing. Your whole holiday is based on a pagan religion. Okay, all right, that's a different show for a different time. Talk about Jesus was born on December 25th. So you're listening to stay born on December 25th. Stop it. Stop it. Leave it alone. As a matter of fact, Jesus is probably more Pisces than anything else. Stop it. Keep moving. They're not ready for you. They're not ready for that. Jesus. Oh, okay, okay. Ah, let's do some announcements. That will ground me. You know, we think we know it all, but we don't. There's so much more that we don't know. And the more spiritually mature you become, the more aware that you realize, as a matter of fact, I don't know nothing. Yes, I don't know nothing. Then when you know nothing, you can surrender to the all thing and let the all thing called God, Buddha, Jesus Christ, Allah, whatever name you want to call it, life to resource you. To give you the information you need, to give you the guidance. The truth is there's so much mystery in this thing called life. Sometimes we fool ourselves thinking we can explain it off. No. Living the mystery, living in not knowing, that's real dying. But in the not knowing, you're living in the not knowing from a place of conscious spirituality. You're wide awake. You're awake, but you ain't got a clue. But I ain't sleeping. You know, there's some people who are sleeping and have no clue. No, they have no clue. There's those of us who are awake. And we're like, you know, I am clear that I don't have the bigger picture. But there are times when I catch a glimpse of the truth. There are times when I feel my heart, when I feel my soul. There are times when I'm with somebody that I care about, somebody that loves me unconditionally, that I really catch the truth, that I'm here for something much bigger. So literally, to hell with the past, me talking about what was done to me and how I was treated, I refuse to live in that consciousness of stagnation. That's hell. I'm going to give myself the gift of life and move into the consciousness of expansion. That's heaven. You have a choice, and I have an announcement. So, actually, I'm not going to go through all the guests. Maybe this, we have so many guests coming up right now. It is just amazing. It is just amazing. I mean, Betty was on the computer while she was sleeping. She said, I'm going to bed now. And somehow, I don't know, I think she managed to clone herself. We have so many guests coming up, so just go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, and click the upcoming guest. Woo, Lord, let's see. I can tell you, drinking a cup of tea while you're hosting a show, yeah, kick back, that Doug Daniels is going to be joining us next Monday. That's going to be fun. He's the author of You Are God's Best Idea. you are God's best idea. And Tom Zumba is coming back as well. Zumba. And Linda Howe is coming, talking about Akashic Records. Just go to the site and check it out. Wednesday, a few days from now, we have Spiritual Tag Team. Spiritual tag team with a psychic and a life coach. A psychic and a closeted psychic, like someone told me. Apparently I've been hiding. I was called out. And I'm not hiding my intuitive gift because I know I'm not. But, you know, it really doesn't matter. All of us are psychic. All of us have something. We all have it. And even now, as you go and grow through life, as you recognize how wonderful you are, as you feel the love of God that is moving through you, you know this. You know that you know all things, that you are connected to all things. And if you forget, you can turn on your IGS, not GPS, your IGS, your internal guidance system. It's called your intuition. Right now. Okay, let's get in the flow because I feel the downloads backing up. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at a number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Call in now. I have a lot to share and a lot to give. You've got answers waiting for you. Just bring the question. Death and rebirth. What does that mean? Let go of the past. Are you holding on to anything right now? Is there anything you're holding on to? Are you holding on to being afraid? Are you holding on to a past relationship? Are you holding on to worrying if you're going to have the right job? Are you holding on to worry, period? You're worrying, rehearsing what you know you don't want. That's what worrying is. You're rehearsing what you say you don't want. Where are you? Are you in that place of bliss? Are you grateful? Are you in a place you're saying, you know, I am so, so in love with love right now that I'm about to explode and I just want to give it to somebody? Or maybe you're at that place, I have so much just bursting through me. I can feel it. I can see it. I can taste it. I can sense it. But I don't know where. I don't know where to put it, where to give it, where to share it. I need help. Well, I'm here. 347-426-3346. So when you think of today's topic, today's title, there's nothing new about it. You know this. You know this process. Yesterday, I was watching Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith do his thing, Download Truth, and be a channel for love, a channel for reminders, reminding us who and what we are. And someone in the chat room said, I wish it was that easy. I wish it was as easy as he's saying it. And thank God for my spirit. Thank God for my IDS, because my head and my fingers were ready to type stuff. And I'm like, no. Sometimes you just got to allow people to have their experience. But you know, and it triggered a lot for me because I listened to that statement, not just read it, I listened to it, and I listened to times where I may have felt that I wish it was that easy. I listened for what is going on with someone to say, I wish it's that easy. I listened to people who were saying that, a lot of people were saying, I know, it's easier said than done. And I said, you know, what, where is the disconnect? But I say this, when we hear truth, and we say, it's easier said than done, I wish it was that easy, the fact that you're saying, excuse me, the fact that you're saying is easier said than done, is an indicator, a reminder that it is easy. But intellectually, you make it complicated. I'm telling you, I'm not just saying stuff that sounds good. I'm not just speaking things that I've read in a book. I'm talking from experience. There are some things that are in front of me that I don't know how to resolve it. There are some things in front of me that brings up fear sometimes when I think about it, and I have to snap out of it like, okay, I'm not ready to think about that because it's bringing up fear. But I know this for sure, that the times when I've been fearful, afraid, but I was willing to move forward, to keep walking, I received so much more. The times when it looked like what I had planned wasn't going to happen, or it won't be easy to do it, to make it happen, but I kept living in the moment and orchestrating things and listening and say, okay, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that. The reward was so, so powerful. You have to let go of the past to know how simple and easy God is. You have to let go of your own interpretation of your life to know how simple and easy love is. You have to be willing to let go of justifying your actions, justifying where you are, explaining to others why you're where you are. You have to let go of that to know how simple this thing called God is. It is so simple that we don't always even know it. It is so simple that it's part of us, and sometimes we can't even connect with it. That's how simple it is. It is so simple that it's one with us. That's simplicity. The essence of God is so powerful, so simple, it is one with us, but sometimes we don't even feel it. But if it was so complicated and so heavy, we'd be like, oh, gosh, I wish God can get off my back. But God, life, source, the universe, it's who you are. And you're being asked right now to let go, to resurrect. Don't wait to Easter Sunday. Don't wait to be crucified. But if you choose to wait to be crucified, give up, bless that person. Because in a Christian tradition, they might call Judas as the traitor. But without Judas, there'll be no resurrection. Without Judas, some people won't go to church because that's the only time they go to church. Without Judas, people won't be talking about Jesus died for our sins. No, before Jesus died for your sins, Judas had to say, there's the one, him. Get him. Crucify him. Judas is simply a reflection of your own mind. To put you in a place where you're afraid to be authentic. And something you don't even know how causes you to speak the truth in the boardroom with your friends, with your family, and you're like, oh my God, did I just say that? That we are one? And then you get crucified. If you yield to, why they always treat me like that, and I'm the black sheep of the family, then you miss your opportunity to die to the old. But if you can just honor, acknowledge the pain, if there is pain, in that moment, and listen from a place of deep compassion that goes deeper than anything you can explain. Because when parents, when family members, when they come at you, oh, Lord, just when you think you've gone to the button deactivators, you know, you've got all your buttons deactivated, and you think, oh, I'm grounded, I'm whole, I'm one with the one, and you come around family members, and, oh, Lord, like, how did you find that? But if you allow that moment, if you allow that to happen, you will rise again. It is Lord. You cannot help but rise again. Even if you transcend out of the body, you will rise again. I know you're not ready to go, neither am I. We have lots to do. But we know that even while we transcend the body, we are going to rise again because the soul never dies. Now, that doesn't really give you that much comfort if you're going through a challenge. Well, I don't know what that's going to look like. I'm only dealing with now, life coach. I said, yes, let's stay in the now. Think about your past. Think of things that have happened in the past that have brought you to where you are today, right now. Think of everything that happened to you, the joyful things, the painful things, the things that happened, and the things that didn't happen for you to be where you are today. But, of course, the dying is painful, so let's focus on that a little bit. Look at the experiences that you've been through that were so painful that you didn't even know how it was going to happen, and look at where you are today. You're still here. Still arise. That's not just once. And if you don't believe it, think about it. When you go to sleep in the morning, you rise. If you can rise up in the morning, you can rise through the pain. There's always something or someone there to support you, but you've got to be willing. We're going to take a break. But before we take the break, we don't know when it's going to happen because you know how it goes. We plan to take a break, and we keep talking because we have a lot to say. So we don't really know. We're just warning you in advance. We're just having a laugh. We're just having fun. We are hosting Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. All these folks, man, they stay busy. The number is 347-426-3346. And for those of you who are invoking the spirit realm, the dark side, the spirit, the people who are floating between earth and the heavenly realm, tonight we're going to get Celeste to break down what does it really mean? What is it about? Where did it start? And what can we do spiritually? What can we do from an empowered perspective about this day? Rather than, like Betty shared with us one time, rather than oppose the holidays, the holy days, we can compose our own holy day. And I'm going to bring Celeste on. I don't know if she's aware, but I'm going to bring her on. And while we're doing that, We also ask you to share the show with your friends right now, your coworkers, your family members, the ones you can't stand. As a matter of fact, if you really want to piss them off, call them, text them, say, oh, my God, I'm listening to a radio show. Man, they are sharing things you've been trying to tell me all my life. You got to listen. And then when they come and listen, if they don't see things the way you normally see it, they listen. They start listening to me. They're like, yeah, now I know why she's so crazy. This is what she's been listening to. So at least they can find some peace. But you know what? By the time I finish with them, they'll be calling and saying, maybe there is something to this weird one thing that you're talking about. Maybe there's something to this thing about love. Maybe you're right. Maybe love is real. I don't know. I don't really believe it. But, you know, when I listen to that show, so we're spiritually plotting. Okay, send it to people who get on your nerve, your enemies. Send it to them. And make sure you click the like button and also follow Life Conversations Radio. I'm hearing myself and I'm cracking myself up. And follow Life Conversations Radio. I love it. But here's the question I want. This is something I want you to ponder. While you share the show with your friends, welcome all of you. Colby is in the house. Glenda, Tamara, Donna, Betty, Celeste. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you all. Silent listeners, those of you I can see and those I can't see, thank you all for being here. This is the house of love. It is. I dare you to leave this show and not feel loved. I dare you. Yes, I mean that too. If you have to listen to this show and you don't feel loved, nobody can help you. Ouch, stop it. Okay, I'm being silly now. All right, let's come back. Let's get back to reality here. Let's get off this high horse. This horse is so thirsty, can't even drink. Okay, so here we go. I want you to ponder this. What is going on? I'm letting go of the past. I'm dying to the old. Really what I'm saying is you are the love you're looking for, and I'm here to walk with you. Ponder this. Reflect on this while we take a break. Think about your life right now. Think about the past. If you didn't have the pain, the traumatic experiences you went through, if you were never disappointed, if you never had a broken heart, if you never lost a loved one, if you never had a health challenge, if you never failed, you've never been cheated on, you've never been betrayed, you don't even know what it means to feel pain. If you've never known the negative aspects of life, what people call the negative, the bad things that happen to people, if you've never known that in your life, if all you've known is joy, peace, harmony, love, that's all you've ever known, what would your life look like right now? Just think about it, because we find it hard to forgive and let go. But if you've never known the traumatic things, if you've never been foreclosed on, if you've never had the experience, you want to take out money in your account, and let's talk about your account is closed. Or you go to your account and it says overdrawn. It's like, what? If you've never known those kind of experiences, what would your life look like? Who would you be right now? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Look back for a minute. Don't run from your past. Look at it. Examine it. Investigate it. And then dial 347-426-3346. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, we dare you.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship. It'll make us closer.
And go to 4parents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Valerie Joy.
Over blocks on the path that you roam. Do you notice me when you're happy? Or is your euphoria much too high? Why?
What would it take for the God in you, God as you, to get through? What would it take? How long are you going to keep playing small? When are you going to step up and realize your existence is so much more than materialistic living? It's so much more than what we don't have. When we drop down and we compare our lives to people in other countries, the kind of freedom they have and don't have, their lifestyles, the accessibility to internet and phones and the iPads and the iPhones and the droids and all the things that we take for granted. But then we trip because we pay for an upgrade and it's not working. Oh, we have to stay in line at a phone store. And, oh, my God, it's just ridiculous where some people are just saying they know they're going to eat, but they're just waiting. As a matter of fact, if that's too much for you to visualize or imagine, there are people in America who are living way beyond what you can ever imagine. And when we watch their stories, when we see it on television, when we hear, we're touched, we're moved, and we pray for them. But what would it take for you to say, you know what, I'm going to do something powerful. I'm going to allow my life to be a class because I know who I am. As a matter of fact, I own my own network, so I'm going to bring all my resources together to teach humanity, to remind humanity how great they are, so I can be a catalyst for joy rising. I'm not even talking about Oprah, I'm talking about you. What would it take for you to see beyond what you want? It's a paradox, I know. We got to work with ourselves to work with others. We say, well, it's not about me, me, me. And then we also say, well, you know, forgiveness is just about you. Spirituality is just about you. So you've got to find that balance, going between the balance and say, okay, when do I move from myself and then to others? When do I pull myself back from others and to myself? But then you realize, as a matter of fact, we are one. And you have to define what that means for yourself. You get grounded enough, you do your spiritual work, so you know when you're giving too much in the sense that you are not taking care of your body, your mind, you're feeling exhausted. But once you replenish yourself, you know to continue to share, that you're giving yourself the rest that you need, that the words that you're giving to others, the love that you're giving to others, you're giving it to yourself. Then you realize it's an interdependence kind of thing. It becomes a dance. So there's no me and others. You give and you give to yourself. You give and you allow yourself to receive. While they're receiving your love, you're receiving your love. It becomes a flow. You give, they receive, you give. It's an ongoing thing. Let's take a call, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. The question is, if you never know pain, if you never know trauma, if you've never been disappointed, if you've never had a broken heart, if you've never been foreclosed on, if you never had a failure, if your wife, your husband, your partner never walked out on you, or you were betrayed, if you never had those traumatic experiences, who would you be today? Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I know, great.
I know you didn't expect that.
Well, I know,
you got to be ready when you call in.
I am ready. You know, you almost got something, though. I'm going to do it. Are you ready? And hello, family.
I was born ready.
Good.
even though they have to force me out.
See, you're messing up
my
wish.
I was induced. I didn't want to come out.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you.
I said,
you're going to make me do it again.
You're going to make me do it again.
You're going to make me do it again. I was giving you the inner witch for the beginning of Halloween. Now I got to do it all over.
Okay. Wait. Let me kick back.
I'm so mad
you
at
wanna
you.
Tell us the meaning of, you said what?
Yes. I'm so mad at you. I was like, no, you get to do it again. I'm like, really? Yes, I do. Yes, here we go. Here is the witch.
Okay. So the meaning of Halloween and how we can use this energy to tap into the truth of who we are, even if we celebrate it or not. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to just really get your attention right now and help me welcome one of our regular listeners who's doing a lot more than just being a listener. And I just want you to put your hands together for the gift giver, the gift bearer, the oracle, Celeste Morgan. I'll almost give you the name there, but I won't. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Wow. Okay, then here's your gift. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too. Because, see, that's what most people think about Halloween. But you got to go back to the root.
Mm-hmm.
I have fun. I'm having fun all day. I've been putting pictures up of my friend who told me I didn't have to dress up because I was already weird. And I embraced that because I know who I am. It's
that's
all good.
That's cold. Okay, go ahead.
That is beautiful. When you show up as who you are, you don't have to admit it to anybody.
Oh,
they'll
Lord.
Let you know.
Oh, boy.
Right? They said I didn't have to dress
that?
Up.
Okay, they had this loud noise. I don't know
if
you heard it.
Her picture is up right now.
Say that again?
Her picture is up right now. She's one of the Blues Brothers on my Facebook wall. And I embraced that gift. I laughed, and there is no undercover laughing about it. But let's get to it, though, because you're having a wonderful show. That was a little comedy for you. That was from The Wizard of Oz, which I'm sure you've seen many times, right? Life Coach Today?
Oh, over and over, over and over and over and over in a day.
So proud of you. Okay, so going back to the root, all right, here's what we need to remember about Halloween. All Hallows Eve, all the other places, all the other names all over the world, want to claim it. People want to give it to the Celts. I have an internal battle on the inside of me about that, and that's okay. The point is, it's about the harvest, celebrating the harvest, getting ready to move into the dark winter nights. Now, symbolically, what that's about is introspective work, really taking care of your seed. Now, that seed, if I'm talking about it metaphysically, I would count all the things that you really want to see that's going to come up and resurrect in the spring. Halloween is the beginning of connecting with that energy. Now, there are a lot of other places that are going to talk about a lot of things that people want to get caught up into about whether it's pagan, whether it's worshiping the devil. I know right now that there is a program coming up about whether or not African Americans should celebrate Halloween. There are lots of ways to discount it, but when we look at the root of where it really comes from, it's a beautiful journey. And the journey starts from within. And you know, I always have the number. The number of the day is connected to an Orisha named Oya, who is really connected to the spirit world for me. I don't want to forget also that there is a story, there is a myth that the veil between heavens and the earth is thinnest at this time. I count those things as stories, but I use the energy. It works for me. It doesn't have to work for you. But what will work for you right now is getting in touch with who you are, letting go of the past, doing the inventory. That's what I'm going to be doing tonight, because tonight is 9. 9 is the crone. I will not be going to wild parties. I will be at home dancing, communing with spirit. And you can look up everything about Halloween at the online, but there's one thing that I haven't heard anybody say that actually is older than the Celts, that it's connected to a Roman goddess named Pomona, and she's the goddess of fruit and seeds, which brings us right back to agriculture and harvest. So take your time to be introspective and get ready for spring. And that is Halloween, my brother, for me.
Brought to you by CelesteMorgan.com. Yes, <Give it. laughs>
You're a
mess. Thank you very much. See, everybody's just so excited. They have to give you an applause. So thank you, Celeste. Thank you so much. You know, everything has a meaning. Before I took the break, I was asking you about, well, just inviting you to reflect on your life and all the things that you've gone through and the painful experiences, the traumatic experience. If you never went through that, what would your life look like right now? I'm curious to find out what you come up with. Celeste talked about a seed. Donna, what you got? I'm feeling you. That's all I got to say. Anyway, Celeste talked about a seed. We talk about harvest. We go to the grocery store. We go to Whole Foods. We go to the farmer's market. We purchase the things that we need, the fruit, the vegetables, things that we want to cook. But you know the seed had to die for it to nourish you. The seed had to die to itself. And in that death, it's given to you. Think about when you let go of your past. A seed has to let go of its past. It has to allow the manure and the soil to be put on top of it, saying, "Oh, it's dark down here. I can't even see. It stinks." It has to die to itself for new life to be born. Are you going to yield? You know, Celeste said something about a program coming up. I've not heard of it. I don't know if I'm really interested in watching it. I have a slight curiosity about it. But and it's cool, people want to debate that. But you know, ultimately, it doesn't matter what people conclude, what people are debating. What is more important is, what is your conclusion about how you are living your life? Because all the experiences that we say we went through that was traumatic and painful, those experiences that caused you to be who you are today, that's helped you tap into a part of yourself. Man, I look at some of the things that I've gone through, and I look back, and I still can't even tell you how I did it. I've been through experience where I stepped to do something, and when I was facing the person talking, I was like, oh, my God, I was in deep prayer, because in that moment, it was a death and rebirth. Like, everything was at stake. So there's a time when I was in fear, but at the same time grounded, because if I wasn't grounded, I wouldn't have moved forward. Having the conversation, this is something that happened many years ago. And then after a while, I just kept breathing, staying focused. I was on the other side of that conversation, and I was so grateful. Now, I would never have known that kind of power unless I was willing to move through it, unless I was ready to, for me, risk it all. And really, when you risk it all, you're risking the old. You're letting go of the old. And sometimes we focus too much on the risk, and we ignore the reward. When the reward far outweighs the risk, you will move yourself through it. But if the risk outweighs the reward, you will stay stuck. So the work you can do on yourself is look at where you are, what is calling you to move forward. Look at it. Look at the risk. Have somebody else help you see something that you may not be seeing, and see if there's more risk than there's a reward. That will support you. If you never had those traumatic experiences, what would be your reference point today? How would you know who you really are? This thing that we call a spiritual life or spirituality, doesn't live in words. The words, this conversation triggers what is true about you. But the real essence of it is in practicing it. Some of us have a high threshold for pain. We hold on. They said, I'm never going to forgive them because you just don't know what they did. That how can you say you love somebody and you did that to them? And the same person who is holding on to the pain, to the judgment, to the betrayal, you give them something good or they're feeling some sense of joy, and they're like, oh, boy, I'm just waiting for the other shoe to happen. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Sometimes we say, it is too good to be true. We don't even believe when something good is happening. We don't believe it. We say it's too good to be true because we have a low threshold for what we say we want. 347-426-3346 is the number. Do you have a high threshold for pain, judgment, criticism, and a low threshold for joy, for freedom? Do you want to correct that? What is stopping you? Living in your head is not going to do it. Trying to think it through, trying to figure it out in your head over and over and over, you cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created it. You create some more mess. In order to find a solution, to attract a solution, to step into a solution, you have to completely let go of what you really thought you knew. You have to let go of being right. In the area of forgiveness, it amazes me. Yeah, I guess it does. I can't even use another word. It amazes me that somehow people still struggle with forgiveness. So in my amazement, I ask, why is it that people struggle with forgiveness? Because there is a belief system. There's a belief that when you forgive somebody, you are saying that what the person did to you is okay, When you forgive somebody, that means you still have to hang out with them. When you forgive somebody, that's you saying they're right. No, 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 no. Forgiveness is for you. Forgiveness is for giving. For giving. You give to yourself. That's what it's for. It's to give. You give it. And the most important person in your life to give forgiveness to, it's you. When you hold on to what someone did to you, and I tell you, I don't care how painful, how horrible, how mean it was. When you hold on to it by not forgiving, by not giving the love that you wish the other person gave to you, or the trust that they betrayed, when you hold on to that, you are energetically attached to that experience and that person. And you will not go any further than you allow yourself to go. What do I mean by that? Let's try this. When you judge somebody's action, what they did to you, how they treated you, your mother, your father, your uncle, your brother, your sister, whoever it is, your coworker, your boss, somebody forced you out of a job, you were cheated, they mistreated you, a business partner took advantage of you. When you judge them, you are the judge and jury that is reading out their rights to them. You sentence them based on your own rule book. So you're keeping notes. You have evidence why they do not deserve your forgiveness. And because you're the one keeping record, or you have this rule book of what was wrong or what was right, why nobody should ever have to do that to another human being, that note, that the rules that you're using to condemn somebody else, well, is living itself out as you. By default, you will hold yourself to those standards, those rules. So you, as the judge and jury of somebody else, become a judge and jury of yourself. So when you find yourself doing anything close to the person who betrayed you, you say, oh, that's mean. I can't believe you did that. So when you are the judge and jury of yourself, it is hard. It will be challenging. It will be difficult for you to be free because you're worried about what the judge is going to do. If the judge is going to sentence you. So you're constantly seeking, trying to do the right thing. But when you forgive others, when you forgive an experience, when you forgive somebody, you are saying to yourself, I am worth so much more than this. I was given a gift. I hated the gift wrap. The gift wrap distracted me. As a matter of fact, you know what I learned was I need to tune in. I need to listen to my own spirit when I'm sharing with people. I need to listen to my own inner voice when I see the sign, when I see the red flag. You know, that's what I learned about that experience. It was painful. It was traumatic. But I did learn something about myself. Well, maybe they gave me a gift after all. And the minute you forgive the person, you forgive the experience, you realize you're actually forgiving yourself. So when you think you're setting somebody else free, you're actually setting yourself free. You are walking out the prison of your own consciousness. And it's an ongoing process.
And I don't care how much your mind is going to rationalize why you shouldn't or well, whatever. You are giving yourself back to yourself. Nobody can tell you what that looks like. Nobody needs to tell you what that is. The question I will ask you is, how important is your health and well-being? If your well-being is important to you, then you will choose to do something differently. You move from trying to be right, and you move to being happy. We don't forgive because we're trying to be right. There's no other way. Just think about it. Anything you tell me, you're trying to be right. You want to share with others. You want to tell other people how right you are about the wrongness of the other person. But the question is, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Peaceful, lovely lady said, how emotional that is, Ade. Forgiveness is so powerful. Help me, because I know that in the chat room there's a delay between what I'm saying and what you guys are writing. Or like Yana would say, we are not guys. Those of you in the chat room. Sometimes there's some guys. But are you saying it's emotionally hard to do, or it becomes an emotional process when you do it? That's what I really want to get. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Celeste, you still have your hand up. I don't know if you want to add something or share something. Let me know. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. The topic is let go of the past, death and rebirth. There is a shift in the world right now. We are all feeling it. We are all experiencing it. And sometimes we wish it just stopped. And yeah, that's good. I'm not saying you keep it going, but we do have tools. We have friends. We have resources to support the process. And some of us, well, not some of us, all of us, we have a certain kind of season that we go through in our growth. When I come back, I'm going to talk about the season that we go through and grow through. And if you don't understand the season that you're going through, you might be beating yourself up while life is kicking your ass. But when you understand the season you're going through and growing through, you can be at least gentle with yourself. Number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're going to take a break. And as I shared with you, I think last week, I have a new service on my website, lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. For those of you who are, you kind of get it, but somehow you've got this issue that you can't seem to let go of. You understand forgiveness, you know how it works, but somehow you're having that challenge, or maybe something's going on at work that you just need something to knock you back into alignment. Maybe you have this thought nagging you. Maybe there's a way of being. Whatever it is, an issue that you're dealing with, and you just need a quick alignment. Yeah, I like that better. I had another thought for that. A quick alignment. Go to Life Coach Ade and click on the live chat. Live chat coaching. An hour of coaching where we can deal with a specific issue that you're dealing with and help you deepen the understanding of yourself and what you've been going through. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the season you're going through and growing through. Embrace it. It is good.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk.
We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up. I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A walk to my locker. Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Yes, indeed, you are not alone. Even if you feel like life is bullying you right now, you are not alone. Are you ready to transcend? Are you ready to step into the truth of who you are, to embrace the process? You are here to do what is happening right now. You brought yourself, you called yourself off, called yourself forth to be here. And there's nothing that you're going through right now that's an accident. It's part of the plan. What you're going through, what you're feeling and not feeling, good or bad, positive or negative, is all part of the plan. No mistakes in God. No mistakes. Peaceful, lovely lady. She goes by Lovely Lady Lovely Peace. But I call her Peaceful Lovely Lady. That's my pet name for her, so nobody else can call her that. She said that, yeah, forgiveness is an emotional process. It is. It is. It's a process where you get to unlock the backed up emotions that is keeping you stuck and blocking you from living life fully. And when you forgive, really, when you really forgive, you will feel the difference. Because you will feel free. People struggle and say, well, like, when I forgive, do I forget? No, don't forget. But here's the thing. You're not forgetting. Where is it coming from? Are you forgetting? Are you saying, I'm not going to forget because, like hell, someone's going to do that to me? Well, you haven't even touched. You're not even doing forgiveness. You're playing forgiveness. But when you remember what happened in the past, and you know that you forgave it, you know, you can see the person and remember what they did, but you could still hang with them if you choose to or not. But you don't have a negative emotion. You're not triggered like, ah, remember what they did to me. If you have that, just do some more work. Sometimes you have to do the process over and over and over again. And it's simple. You remind yourself, yes, it is simple. You remind yourself what you learned from that. You remind yourself the gift you got from that. You acknowledge the truth, how painful it was. Those are things you can do. Be real. Don't get metaphysical about it. Don't be like, well, you know, because that's sometimes we do, we feel hurt. We feel betrayed. We feel life was unfair to us. And while we're feeling the pain, we want to jump into forgiveness. I'm trying to forgive it, but it's painful. No. Sometimes you have to be with yourself before you get into forgiveness. You need to feel the pain. You need to allow yourself to feel the pain. You need to be real with yourself. You need to be honest with yourself. I've known people who relationship broke up, and in a few weeks they're trying to forgive. I'm like, what are you trying to forgive? What? You're trying to do the spiritual thing because that's a good thing to do? No. For some people, yeah, maybe. Depends on how deep
that the experience is cutting you, but you have to be real. You have to be real with yourself when you're forgiven. Do not deny your emotions. Do not deny the truth. Speak the truth. Tell the truth about yourself. Tell the truth if you're angry or mad or upset. Sometimes we think because we're spiritual, you know, we don't want to talk about it. We're afraid or we experience fear. You're only keeping yourself locked up. But from that place of truth and honesty, you can set yourself free. Forgiveness process is just you telling the truth about what happened. Not trying to justify it, not trying to rationalize it, just telling the truth about what happened. Tell the truth that, yes, you saw it coming, but you didn't want to believe it. Tell the truth and say, yeah, you know, they didn't warn me about that, but I thought, you know. Not blaming yourself. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. If something within you said, you might want to leave that alone. It's about telling the truth about who you are. When you tell the truth, you are set free. It's about telling the truth. So I took the break earlier. I was talking about the season. You know, so let's talk about this. Halloween is about harvest and the seed and everything that comes with planting. I mean, you know, even when she started, she said, let me go to the root of it. Let's get to the root of your life. A seed was planted when the sperm united with the egg in your life. There was a soul agreement for that to take place. A soul agreement for that to take place. So now, what phase are you in? Are you comparing yourself to others? If you do that, you're doing yourself a disservice. So we all have different phases that we go through. It's important to understand the energy around the time you were born. Understand, as we were talking about last Thursday, the meaning of your name. Astrology will help you. Numerology will help you. A reader will help you to understand the energy around you, to understand why your soul is here. Some of us, we may be going through the time where it's a breakdown. Maybe the planets, it's right where your horoscope is sitting, where everything about you, where the planets are supporting you and breaking your life down. Maybe the planets are here to bless you or to ask you, have you learned what you said you've learned? Brother Saturn. Maybe Jupiter saying, oh, we're going to bless you and your life is good. Everybody has a season. Before you say, God, why is it so cold? Why is it so dark? Be aware of what season you're in. When you see other people having a summer experience or spring experience, and they're all joyful, and they're like, oh, life is good. Be careful with that. That's just their season. The darkness and the light is the same thing to God. The darkness and the light is the same thing to God. You know why? Because there is no spot where God is not. There is no spot where God is not. So wherever you are is wherever you are. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com, 347-426-3346. And I'm reading what's in the chat, but maybe I shouldn't read it while I'm on air. Well, let's see. Glenda is saying that she likes writing their mailed letters. And let's see, writing a letter with all we feel, everything is in it and is raw, then writing the outcome we would like to have seen, then close with releasing comments, then burning the letter. Get it out of you and transmute it. So true. Sometimes it's necessary to tell the person what they did to you, because sometimes people, they turn your world upside down and they have no clue. You're just pissed. that they just want to be happy when they're around you. You're like, get you know what, out of here. But sometimes you may not be able to communicate with them. Maybe sometimes they're dead, they're gone. And using that tool that Glenda is sharing in the chat room, write the letter as if everything you think. Don't worry about the crossing your eyes and dotting your T's. Just write. Crossing your eyes and dotting your T's. I love that. Yeah, don't worry about that because it means nothing. Don't worry about crossing your eyes and dotting your T's. Now, that's funny. I don't even know I heard that. Don't worry about it. It doesn't mean anything. But write it. And you need your own space to just tell them how you feel, if you need to swear, if you need to cuss, if you need to just tell them how you hate them. Gosh! Write it. I guarantee you, you will see something different. And then, yes, burn it, tear it up, flush it down the toilet. Bless the letter, bless yourself, and bless them. Release them for their highest good. Because we're all here supporting one another, doing this thing called life together. We're getting ready to release the show. And let's see. Oh, yeah, here's some. I'm just looking at my notes. What? I'm not going to ask too much question now because we're getting ready to release the show. But anyway, it's time to release your stories. I can't look at something without it triggering a lot for me. But anyway, it's time to release the story you're telling. It was a bestseller, but it's time to write another one. It's time to let it go. It's time to be free. And more importantly, it is time to free yourself. You have the power to free yourself. Life is a school. You came here because you wanted to experience everything that you've gone through and you're going through right now. No matter how horrible it feels, no matter how great it feels, you called yourself forth. I think Thursday was when I was talking about, sometime last week on one of the shows. I'm not even going to try and figure that out. You have to have a vision that is so big that will support you in moving forward. That while you're going through the pain, sometimes when you want to give up, you have a vision that is so big, that will so large, so strong, so powerful, that vision will keep pulling you when you want to give up. You need to commit your life. You need to get married to a life that is so bigger than you can imagine. That is so bigger than, am I going to get a job? Am I going to be in a relationship? Would I ever have money? All of those are fine, but you're here for something so bigger. Am I going to be a good parent? Am I going to be that? You know, ask yourself. Ask yourself. If you accomplish all those little tiny things that you want, then what? Are you willing to be the place where God gets to reveal itself? Are you willing to be the face of God? Are you willing to be the miracle that somebody else is looking for? Another in your community, in your family, in your neighborhood, in your country, in the world. Are you willing to be the answered prayer for somebody else? Are you willing to surrender to something bigger? And that story about your childhood and how your childhood was this and what your parents did or what your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, society, politics, and all that. Are you willing to live a life that's so bigger than, well, only 1% of the world is flourishing and wealthy and 99% of suffering? Are you willing to be part of the 1% so that you can add to the 99% and you can empower them? so that individually the 99% becomes the 1% in their own community. Now, what I say is not to belittle what people are doing in the world. What I'm saying is so easy to point fingers and complain. But are you willing to be bigger than your complaint? Are you willing to be bigger than, why is this happening to me? Are you willing to be so much more? Are you willing to step into the agreement you made before you were born, before your father's sperm joined with your mother's egg? You made a commitment. You said, I got that, God. You jumped the line. You jumped the queue and said, oh, I can do that. It's boring up here anyway, floating around in this spirit realm. I got this. I can do that. Now, you said yes to all of that. Part that requires dying. To step up, to live a bigger life, requires dying. And once you are willing to die, sounds so morbid, doesn't it? But you can do it consciously or you can do it unconsciously. You have a choice. It's a lot easier when you go with the flow. Say, use me, Lord. Here I am. I've forgotten why I came here. Use me. Then you are not afraid about dates and calendars and recessions and politics and religion. You're not afraid of God. If you're afraid of God, we may need to do another show for you. Because if you're afraid of God, you're afraid of yourself. And if you're afraid of God and you're afraid of yourself, you'll never be at peace with yourself because you're afraid of yourself. You're afraid what yourself would do to you. Chew on that. Woo, Lord, God is love. Love is freedom. If you're experiencing anything but freedom, you need a spiritual alignment. If you're around people who are causing you to feel in bondage, you need a spiritual alignment. It's time to let go. It's time to embrace the good that you are. It's time to be free. And guess what? Once you forgive and let go and say, I'm so grateful. My life is so improved. That was so great. The universe says, yes. Your life is great. And then a year or two or three or a month or week, who knows? You might have to go through the death process again. But when you're spiritually aware, when you're spiritually mature, you know it's a process of life. When you go through dark nights of the soul. And until you're willing to embrace yourself while you're having those experiences, Dark Night of the Soul, another conversation for another show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I'll be back here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Check out the archives. Follow the shows. Check out upcoming guests. LifeConversationsMedia.com. Be well. Be still. Be yourself. And more importantly, be loved, because that's who you are. And if you're struggling, lifecoachade.com. I got you. But you got to swallow your fears. Better man says swallow your fears. Swallow all the things that are holding you back from living life. I see you tomorrow. Peace and blessings.
Say what you want. Something in the way. Don't act like nothing's wrong. Cause your bad things do haunt you every day. I know you're so afraid to love. Follow your fears.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.